Look, what an interesting weekend we had. Lots of protests, lots of cheers, lots of people on both sides. We're going to talk about what these Supreme Court decisions mean, both in terms of our political landscape here in America as we go into the fall elections, and also what it's all going to mean in terms of the future direction of the overall country, because we are now hearing a lot of cries to, believe it or not, impeach the Supreme Court. AOC leading the charge on that. We're going to play you the sound. You're going to hear all about that. And we will discuss all the implications from a political perspective. Plus, we've got to talk about the economy. Russia now defaulting, as we knew it would, on its foreign debt. This is the first time it's done this since 1918. I know some people are pointing out, well, you know, it did default. What was that about? Well, over 20 years ago. I think you got to go back to the default of 1998 to have seen Russia do that. But that was local. This one is foreign. So what will that mean for energy prices? I'll tell you, energy prices, they're going to keep going up unless, in fact, you see so much of a pullback in the economy, which frankly, we don't want that either, right? We are on a trajectory of higher oil prices. And so the administration is continuing to push its narrative that we need to switch to green. We're going to dig into that one. It's good to have you here. I am Trish Regan. Do me this favor. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you are getting your podcast. And again, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you're watching this video of the podcast, do me that favor. Do subscribe. Parts of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. You know how tough inflation is right now. You know how important it is to protect yourself against this coming onslaught of additional inflation. So go check out my friends there, legacypminvestments.com. Again, legacypminvestments.com. I also encourage you, by the way, on Friday, Charles was on the program, the CEO of the company. He had a lot of interesting things to say about gold and silver in this environment, which are very relevant as we see G7 meeting overseas. And there's a push right now to promise that nobody's going to take any Russian gold, right? Because Switzerland did that the other day. And there's a push to really step up the sanctions. Anyway, go check out that interview. But let's talk first about some of the challenges overall, before we get to AOC, that the American economy continues to face. And frankly, the reluctance of the administration to really do anything about it. I mean, this is at least the perception. Maybe they're trying, but there's such a lack of, frankly, competence when it comes to the issue of ensuring economic prosperity and tempered inflation, that I think that we're effectively sort of doomed here for the next 6 months, 12 months, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I hope the recession is not going to be bad. I think it hopefully will be just a little one. But listen, there's an attitude out there that somehow, you know, you can just go buy that $60,000 EV and solve your problem, which, by the way, makes no sense, because people are going to actually have to plug in the EV. And don't forget, they're still paying for electricity. They're still paying for natural gas. I mean, the cost of everything is going up. But a Fox reporter really pushed the White House on this week. Let's listen to the exchange.
Trying to do right now is to deal with an acute problem right now, which is why the president, again, asked for a 90-day suspension of the gas tax holiday. It is going to make a difference. Peter, we're talking about 18 cents on the federal level. We're talking about an average of 30 cents on the state level. And if the oil refinery does their job, if they do what we are asking them to do, which is put their profits back in so that gas prices can go down, that's almost a dollar per gallon. That matters.
Sure, it matters. But you know what? We don't live in Venezuela. This is not a socialist country. Companies are not there to do what might help Joe Biden and the Democrats. I mean, companies are there to maximize their profits for shareholders. That's the whole idea. One of the reasons some of these companies don't want to drill is because the administration has made it very clear they don't want them drilling. So who the heck would actually put any investment into any new rigs or any new technology to get any of this stuff out of the ground? You wouldn't, right? And yes, maybe the profitability is better and shareholders are certainly happy about that. But the answer is not to say you are not allowed to make more than 10% profit. If you make more than 10% profit, we're going to double tax you. somehow these, dare I say, idiots, because I think the economic minds in the White House might actually just be at that level, right? These idiots think that if you tax everybody more, the companies, that is, well, then somehow they'll want to produce more and they'll be incentivized. I mean, come on, you know exactly what would happen. They would cut back even more. I guess profitability would go up even higher, right? The margins, because you've got less supply, and it would be a disaster. Anyway, they have to point the blame at someone. And so again, the reporter was asking, like, which is it? Like $5 gasoline or $61,000 electric vehicle? And they're trying to say, well, it's the oil companies who are at fault. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to do better than that. And, you know, I get it. They're sort of trying in some ways. I mean, I don't understand why the heck all your solar panel tax cuts haven't happened. I don't know why we haven't seen more tax cuts. If I want to go buy an EV, maybe I should get a nice, big, healthy tax cut for that, if that's what they're trying to promote, which is what they tell us. Anyway, instead of actually focusing on the United States of America, we have Biden talking about how green a country like Angola can be. Listen to him talking about the importance of it here first.
We need worldwide effort to invest in transformative clean energy projects to ensure the critical infrastructure is resilient to changing climate. Critical materials are necessary for a clean energy transition, including...
Okay. So it's critical. We need the materials. We need to make sure it all happens. And this is why we're focusing on Angola.
For example, the U.S. government just facilitated a new partnership between two American firms and the government of Angola to invest $2 billion in building the new solar projects in Angola. It's a partnership that will help Angola meet its climate goals and energy needs while creating new markets for American technologies and good jobs in Angola, and I suspect throughout Africa.
Great. Okay, I'm really happy for Angola, and that's great to see that the U.S. is working with Angola and these other companies and investing $2 billion there so they can have green energy. Look, I'm not trying to make light of that. I'm actually a big believer in having U.S. presence in a lot of places that are rich with resources that would benefit us. And I'd certainly like to see us there before the Chinese. However, at a time like this, when Americans are really, really struggling, why not have the green energy companies here? Now, specifically with this company, maybe there's something super, super special about Angola that I just don't know about that makes it very particular to Africa. But let's focus here, guys. Let's have some investment here. But you know what? A lot of companies don't want to invest right now here in America because of the treacherous political environment, one in which I go back to this again. The Biden administration is criticizing energy companies because their profits are, in Biden's view, just too much. Do you really want to start a company in a country where the White House says you're making too much money? I mean, you see the effect that this has. Meanwhile, you've got all the turmoil and the chaos because everybody's flipping out one side or the other over these wedge issues, which came to a head, of course, when the Supreme Court announced some of its opinions, including Roe v. Wade, as well as your right to pray, for example, on a football field. And this is a big deal because, one, I think it has the ability to change some of the priorities, especially for independents, as they go to the voting booth this fall. And I just want to put that out there. You got to think about the implications of all that. And then it's also concerning because now you seem to be bringing all the left-wing extremists out of the woodwork who are saying things like AOC said on NBC over the weekend. The answer is just impeach the court. If we start impeaching our justices, and this idea, by the way, is getting some traction because people are so upset with what has happened, then really, who are we, right? Like, what do we become? We are totally politicizing the Supreme Court, which is just kind of an important place and institution, and kind of the only institution that I think a lot of Americans still had faith in. And now they want to politicize that. This isn't the only idea. I want to get to the other idea in a second. But before I do, just a quick shout out. Here we are going into 4th of July very, very soon. You know what? This is my favorite holiday. I don't know if I've ever told you that. Maybe I have. It really is my favorite, favorite holiday besides Christmas. just because I love the sort of whole patriotism of the moment. And it's our birthday, right? It's our birthday as a nation. It's right around the corner. And so this is a really important time, especially if you're caring about being protected, if you care about making sure that your rights are protected, that your finances are protected. It's an important time to think about joining a wonderful, wonderful organization that is working aggressively every single day to protect you out there on Capitol Hill and all through the country. And I'm talking about AMAC. This is the Association of Mature American Citizens. It's easy to sign up, but you can go to amac.us/Regan. That's my name, of course. amac.us/REGAN. You can become a member now. It only costs $16. $16 a year. And you join forces with all these like-minded people to make sure that we're all protected. Plus, you know, you get all kinds of benefits on the travel side. You get cell phone discounts. There's all kinds of reasons, special insurance as well, all kinds of reasons to be part of this organization because they get really, really good deals. Your membership supports causes that really are out there helping to preserve liberty. AMAC's Action Advocacy Team, it's fighting every day, as I said, on Capitol Hill and throughout the country to make sure that they're representing the concerns of everyday Americans, everyday patriots, right? Every single one of us who loves this country and wants to ensure that this country stays free. So if you join this, you're going to join 2.3 million other members. Think about that. You're really combining forces in a huge way. So it's important for you. It's important for your children. It's important for your grandchildren that we protect the country. Go to amac.us/Regan to join today. Again, that's amac.us/Regan. You're going to get all kinds of benefits. And I want to hear from you. I think you'll thank me. It should pay for itself right off the bat. Anyway, turning back right now to AOC and what she was saying, I mean, this is disturbing stuff. The impeachment of our Supreme Court justices. But it's not like we haven't heard it before. I mean, they keep talking and have been talking and are going to continue to talk about packing the court, adding more justices because they do not like the way things are aligned right now. The danger of that, as you may have heard me explain before, is that you really do risk totally politicizing that institution. So if you just make sure that, you know, a Republican comes into office and all kinds of Republicans go onto the court, and then a Democrat comes in, all kinds of Democrats go onto the court, it's going to hurt everyone. And before you know it, you're going to have a ton of justices on the Supreme Court. So it's really not something that's feasible for this country. And I think it's a concern right now, given where we are economically. I believe we really are in a recession now. I have a little bit of good news on that front because the Atlanta Fed did come out today and they thought that maybe we'd see a little bit of a revision. Maybe we would actually be growing at 0.3% in this quarter's GDP. Which would be great, right? Would be great. Their original figure was zero. I believe that by the time they actually get around to all the revisions and really figure out what exactly we did in terms of growth in this quarter, hopefully we'll be out of the recession, but there's a very good chance we are in one right now. I mean, I don't know how people deal with the $5 and up at the gas pumps, and it's just getting started. So maybe Powell can pull this back. But even if he does, that process in itself is going to be very, very painful. And then you layer in the political discourse. One thing I just want to point out, and my frustration with some of these wedge issues, is that I think it gets us away from what truly matters. And to me, anyway, what really, really matters is the economic prosperity of this country, as well as the safety of this country, right? So issues like our border, issues like our economy, issues like inflation and issues like making sure we're safe from the horror we're seeing overseas. These things really, really do matter. And I understand how emotional this is on both sides for people, but it could wind up being very challenging as we go into the fall for conservatives And the reason for that is, sure, the base is very happy. I get that. But ultimately, elections are always decided by the people in the middle. And the people in the middle aren't in love with what just happened. That's putting it mildly. I mean, I think you've seen some of the protest video. So they're not so happy. And if you're making a play for independence and you're making a play specifically for women, then that voting block might have just gotten a whole lot tougher. Again, I know conservatives are really happy. I get it. I mean, I think from a legal perspective as well, just a constitutional law perspective, there were a lot of reasons why they had to do this. And my personal belief is that it was a flawed decision in terms of our Constitution. All that aside, it may have just changed the landscape in some interesting ways. I mean, I would have told you prior to this being announced that it was a layup, a total layup for conservatives, because there was no way the left could win given the economic turmoil we're in. And now I just wonder, will people care as much? Or is this going to be the distraction that causes so many people that might otherwise vote for a Republican, does that actually change it? And do they go to the left? I mean, that's what you got to look at. The other thing that I just want to point out is it's going to put a lot more focus on this issue and attention on this issue in the states. Now, as somebody who is a big believer in how this country was set up and the Constitution was set up, on the one hand, that's a really healthy thing. On the other hand, if you thought this issue was polarizing before, just wait. I think it's going to be a challenging fall. I think emotions are running very, very high. And I have a lot of concerns about the trajectory of our country when we have people like AOC that have no respect for the institution of the Supreme Court, if you ask me. And there will be an effort to undo that. Let's hope smarter heads prevail. It is so good to see you here. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure that you subscribe. Again, I'm on Apple iTunes every single day, on Spotify. Subscribe to the podcast there, on Google Podcasts, and of course here on YouTube and on Rumble. Good to see everybody. I'll be back tomorrow.